Welcome to the Northeast Notables Podcast, the best way to travel, discover new music, and hear exclusive interviews from the best small musicians in the Northeast. I'm your host, Jill Plant. Today, we're going to be heading down the coast to New Jersey. New Jersey's home to more diners than any other state. Diners are a perfect way to like get replenished, get some good diner food, get, you know, I always like to get like waffles at any time of the day at diners, because I personally think waffles are the best from diners. And you know, diners are a great way to support the local community, and hopefully that we will have shows soon and we can have some post show waffles. If anyone wants to know what I eat after a show, it's a waffle. Atlantic City is home to one of the longest boardwalks. You can definitely see some great street performers here. You know, go to the shore, get a tan. But right now it's actually winter in the Northeast, so probably just want to be staying inside. Finally, better get that old Western Square brushed up, because the state dance in New Jersey is the square dance. So at some venues, you might see some local natives busting out quick little Cotton Eye Joe, quick little old Western Square, maybe some jazz squares. All right, it's time to get back into the music. Here is The Spins in their new single, Fade Away.
I'm Freddie. I play the drums. We kind of started when me and Nick met at this lifeguard class at Mountain Creek back in like 2016. And he came up to me and said that like he needed a drummer, so we kind of started jamming together. Played our first show with Jimmy and like our original bassist Luke, and then we kind of just kept playing from there.
I'm Nick.
I do vocals and I play rhythm guitar, and I brought this whole group of silly men together.
All right, and then I'll go next. Yeah, so I'm Phil Dunphy. I play bass. I joined in 2019. I'm the third bassist in the band. Fun fact. I met Nick in a business class at Montclair State University, and by the end of the year, he was like, "Do you want to go on tour with me?" And I was like, "Sure." So now I'm in the band.
I'm Jimmy. I play lead guitar, and Nick and I went to high school together.
Nice. What part of New Jersey are you guys from?
Sussex County.
They're from Sussex County. I'm from Pompton Lakes, Passaic County.
Yeah. So we live in like Vernon area by like Mountain Creek. That's like the closest landmark to us.
That's where we water park lifeguarded.
Yeah.
Water park lifeguarded.
All right. So how'd you guys come up with your band name?
So it's just, I felt like a lot of the songs I was writing, I was often writing when I was like kind of messed up. So I liked them more like that. And I just felt like it was just kind of music to listen to when you're in that state, you know, when you're mixing and just feeling crazy. You know, like especially the first EP, I think we changed our sound a little bit, but like it's just kind of that like loud,
young,
angsty music that like,
yeah, you
know, like Find Me.
Yeah,
you know, like you would listen to that when you're like messed up and be like, this is a bop.
Yeah, I feel like you guys like could have been in like a Warped Tour kind of thing.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been very nice.
Yeah, it's like, that's a shame that thing stopped.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it again. I'm sure they'll be back.
Yeah, again. They have to be. It was too
yeah,
big.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
We're kind of like the Juggalos, though.
That's a fact.
What inspired the new single Fade Away? Did you like guys write that one in quarantine, or was it in the works before?
We did write it.
I think
that one was before quarantine.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was, because we had the demo of it.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones we wrote.
Because remember, we had Devoy and Fade Away, those demos that I mixed and mastered, like those were finished. So we had those like for a while.
Yeah, so I guess we wrote that like right before quarantine. Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't like about quarantine or anything. I actually wrote it about a friend of mine. And it was actually a completely different song. It was like way more sad. It was about like death and stuff. But then it kind of turned into more like, turned into more like relationship problems, which I think can be more relatable. And it just kind of sounded better. It was way more sad than the lyrics before.
Yeah. Oh, also like in the music video, like that dog, whose dog is that? It's a cute dog.
That's the this girl we know. So
well, he knows.
Yeah.
Tell about the first.
Yeah, on our original EP, Tanked, we had like a bulldog named Tank, who was like, that was the dog that our producer on that EP like owned. Like he lived at the house and stuff. And like you can hear him bark at the end of one of the songs, like really like far in the background. So we named it after him, named it Tanked.
He's really funny. He used to like hate how we'd walk in with guitar cases. He didn't like black guitar cases, but brown guitar cases he didn't bark at, but he would freak out if you had a guitar case, like go completely crazy.
Yeah. So we kind of wanted to have like a throwback to that cover. So we put a story up on our Instagram. It was just like, does anyone have a bulldog we can use for like a shoot? And this girl that one of our friends, Roger, knew this girl that owned a bulldog actually also named Tank.
Yeah.
So came and let us use him for like the video and the album cover shoot and all that.
Yeah, nice, she was nice.
Shout out to Brittany.
Yeah, shout out to Brittany.
That's cool. And what is this Hayloft venue? Is that like your venue? Do you guys own that place or?
Yeah, basically. It's our friend Tim's. We used to practice there. Now that we met Phil, we practice more here at his house. But
Tim's our daddy. And yeah. he gave us that space. Tim literally could think of him as
the fifth
our
spin.
Yeah, our the fifth
our
spin.
Caretaker.
He's our caretaker. He found us. I was playing at this cafe for a long time, like in high school, called the Tuscan Cafe in Warwick. And he happened to be there one day. And I met him, and he was also in the music, and he wanted to record people. So I brought, you know, the spins there, like, all together one day, and we just hit it off immediately. We were like best friends, and he was just letting us use that space, and he basically became, I don't know, like our mentor, and he recorded all of our demos, got us like started. He's like kind of the main reason we're even like existent, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
So he started having shows there, and it's like an apartment space essentially above a lot, like a barn. So he named it like the Hayloft. So we just kind of have shows there, and there's not really any venues around our area. So it was kind of like a way that, like, together with him, we tried to like make more of a scene around us.
Cause there's none. Yeah. It's completely non-existent.
Yeah. So we kind of try and have like other bands come through and play there. We've thrown shows there, just whatever we can do.
But it's his space, you know?
Yeah.
We take it over.
It's furnished. Nice. We overstay our welcome, but technically he owns it.
So wait, you said it's like on like the second level of like a barn?
Uh-huh.
Is like the barn like stable? Because I'm like picturing like a barn. Yeah. Like if you jump too hard, it's like kind of like.
That's a worry. It's a genuine
it's
worry.
A worry, but it's pretty stable. We haven't had any problems.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's architecturally sound.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So like, how would you guys like describe your music? Like the sound of it.
We always seem to say indie alternative.
Yeah, just to sum it up, it's just indie alternative.
I want to say punk, but like most people would disagree.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, I have like a friend, and we always, he likes punk music, and I kind of like the more indie alternative, and like I feel like you guys kind of like fit both, where like we could both listen to that music and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It definitely changed also, like with each like new piece. Like we're really excited to drop this new album because it's so different than the last two pieces. It's it's way more, I would say, in the alternative rather than like grungy. Like there's a lot more soft, like melodic singing.
A lot more jazz chords.
Jazz chords. Not so much like screaming in your face. In fact, I don't think there's any songs that really
There's one.
Acid
rain, yeah, but even then,
that was just more rock.
Even then, I'm not really straining my voice. It's not like Find Me where I'm just screaming.
And, it's more of a mature sound.
Yeah, it's more matured.
How do you guys like go about writing?
A lot of things changed when Phil joined the band because he's really into jazz and like Dream Theater and John Mayer. So it was just like a total. culture shock almost to work with him because he'd be like, wow, this is like way too simple of a progression. What if we throw a jazz chord in there? And then I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds cool. And we just kind of like worked off it like that. It changed a lot with that because I don't know, like before we just kind of, a lot of the songs I wrote on the first EP, a lot of those I wrote in high school without a band. And then we just got together, we're just like, let's just record this EP, you know? And we just all individually put our parts on and just made it. It wasn't really well thought out or anything, but we really enjoyed making it and stuff. But everything since then has been like a collaborative piece more so, and that's what changed it really. It wasn't just so much like, you know, my teenage angst, you know.
And like this one, a lot, we wrote a lot of the music first. Like we just kind of come to Phil's house and we'll, so for this, we were like writing, we had booked the studio time like a year ahead of time, pretty much. So we spent the whole year just writing much as we could.
So many songs.
Writing the music, just recording demos at Phil's. And then we kind of just picked the best ones of those to take to the studio and record.
Nice. So when is that coming out? Like in March, you guys said?
So we're going to be dropping it. Yeah, we're going to be dropping a single pretty much every month until the full album in June.
What was the inspiration or process behind like making the introduction of the band member series? Because I saw that and I was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah. Just life, bro.
We had just been talking about that for a while, like making kind of like The Office style, like weird, like a lot of weird camera angles and like interviews. And then we were like, how can we make this even weirder? And then we're like, yeah, we'll just do the interviews like on the toilet. We just kept rolling from there.
And also it was kind of just to like, cause it's super important to have content and for people to maybe understand you a little more on the internet. Cause you know, we want to be able to do all sorts of things with it, you know, like getting to meet us, like even though it's exaggerated versions of ourselves, it's still like, I think people enjoy like getting an idea of who they're listening to and what they're kind of about, you know, our humor and whatnot.
So I guess where is like your favorite place to play in New Jersey? If you guys like had the opportunity to go like now, where would you want to play?
Ooh, the Hayloft.
We love the Hayloft. It's home.
It's just kind of, that's like our hometown.
So home court.
Like, that's where we have the cash.
Yeah, and like we get all of our friends there and stuff, and it's just a good time because there's not, you're not really worrying about, you know, random people showing up, or like it's all our friends and close buddies and stuff that, you know, have been with us the whole time. Although we love like going around, we played lots of shows in different states, but the best turnout is still at home, and the most comfortable shows are at home for sure.
Where was your like favorite place to like go and play, like I mean like travel wise,
state wise or venue?
I guess statewide.
Boston.
Boston was cool.
Boston's pretty fun.
We have some, shout out Amy Incident and Morgan Brown.
We got some friends up there.
Yeah, that was really cool. In fact, our first tour ever.
Pittsburgh. No. We had some bad shows in Pittsburgh. Philly's also really cool too.
I really had that one house show in Pittsburgh was cool though. I had a lot of fun at
shout
that.
Shout out
that
was Jake Susie and Glenn Jacob. Yeah. They had a song at their house.
Philadelphia too. Philadelphia and Boston are definitely best two places for us to go outside of New Jersey.
What's like each of your favorite song to play? You guys have
mine still Find Me. Ever since we like started playing together, it's always been my favorite song to play.
Mine's either This Room or I have a couple. I mean, This Room's the most fun to play. Shotgun's the most fun to play with like an audience because just the most people know the words to that one, so that's always fun. And then there's this one called Alternate Universe on the new album that we haven't put out yet. That's like probably my favorite overall just to play.
Right now, I just really like playing Fade Away. And I think The Spins, because that one is just like, it's like our theme song to me. it just explains it quite well.
I think This Room is a great one. There's just like so much energy in that song. It makes me want to jump off my amp every time. it's a great song. I really love Alternate Universe as well, because there's something about how like that one just makes me feel like happy and like good. So like it's just like always a fun one to play. I would say between those two for me, This Room or Alternate Universe.
All right, cool. And then like, what are your social medias? Where can we like, where can people follow you?
Oh, Instagram. Yep, The Spins are a band, all one word. The Spins, AreAband. Same thing on Facebook.
TikTok.
Same thing on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then on Twitter, it's just The Spins_band.
Yeah.
Nice. And then where can we listen to your music?
Pretty much everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music.
Are we still on Tidal?
Yeah,
is the second EP on Tidal?
Yeah,
there's some stuff on Sound. I think everything's on SoundCloud actually.
Yeah, right? Just the SoundCloud. Newer stuff won't be on SoundCloud for a little bit, but you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah,
too,
YouTube.
If you don't have a streaming platform.
How can people support you guys throughout like the quarantine, like lockdowns, and not playing shows?
I'd say just streaming the songs.
Streaming the songs.
The word.
Buy it on iTunes if you want. It's like 99¢.
Pre-saving every single.
Every single add it to playlist. That's a big thing too.
Playlists are huge.
Even simple like your own playlist just helps the algorithm on Spotify kind of pick it up more, stuff like that.
And if you can, instead of listening on SoundCloud, you know what I mean, like listening on the other platforms where like the streams like count more, you know, that's a like one of the reasons we aren't putting it on SoundCloud right away, is because like we know that, you know, some people don't have, you know, the streaming platform. So like, you know, we're counterbalancing that by posting them on there, but we always try to get, you know, as many, because the algorithms on Spotify are really important for getting the music out. So pretty much just any kind of interaction with our music, sharing it, anything like
sharing it. Word of mouth is always the best.
We don't. Yeah, we
tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah,
we don't want your money. We just want your love.
Yeah, and then like, where do you guys want to go? Like, do you guys want to like keep doing this like a long time? What do you? Where do you guys see yourselves?
We're not stopping. We're never gonna stop. Yeah, like nothing. Nothing can get in our way. Essentially,
we just want to get to the point where we can just play and travel and play music, and this is the only thing that we have to do. You know,
yeah, we've been at it for almost 5 years now. I don't think we're gonna stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
Just pre-save Lucky Sig.
Yeah, that next single is dropping on March 12th, so definitely check that out.
Is that one of the newer songs that's going to sound a little bit different? Or
definitely,
yeah.
This one's
a little more, I think this is a good bridge between the new and the old songs. Like, it definitely has that punk-like energy a little bit, but at the same time, it definitely sounds different from what we put out before.
And it's a lot more polished.
Yeah.
More story-driven.
Yeah. Nice. Shout out to Gary.
Yeah, Sound Acres. That's what I was about to say.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is that where you guys record?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did a fantastic job on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And
we can't wait to share it.
Who mastered it?
Rogue Planet.
Yeah. They did a great job with the master as well. Shout out to Benjamin Lieber for shooting our music video as well for Fade Away.
That's already out.
That would be great if anybody can just watch the video at least
once and share that. That would be great.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And our TikTok. Watch our TikTok. We're on our TikTok game now.
Well, I can feel his face underneath my fist. I'm a swinging, singing nihilist. And when my knuckles start to bleed, this ain't the last time you're seeing me. I loaded my shotgun behind the couch and unloaded all six bullets in my neighbor's house. And he screamed, this ain't the last time seeing me. Cause I like to take advantage of everyone that I meet. Because my best friend's a shotgun, everybody's got one, I got one too. Said I just pulled the trigger, I bet that he's with her, I did this for you. Now my brain is splattered, everybody's gathered, I wrote a note to you. I said I'm sorry I left so out of the blue, I'm gonna see you real soon. That's about the time you really wanted to die. Because my best friend's a shotgun, everybody's got one, I got one too. I said I just pulled the trigger, I bet that he's with her, I did this for you.
right, guys. Thank you for listening to the third episode of the Northeast Notables podcast. Thank you again to the Spins for coming on my show and being such wonderful guests. Make sure you go pre-save their new single, Lucky Sig, and keep updated with their social media to see when they're going to be dropping more music. Next week, we're going to be going up the coast to Connecticut, my home state. We're going to be talking to Mandala. These guys are great. And on the Mandala episode, I have a very, very exciting announcement about a big band that is going to be crashing this small show. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Have a great week. I'm Jill Plant, and I really still do not have a good outro for this show.